Track 4 and some news stories. Taxi driver warned for third speeding ticket. A Torbay taxi driver who picked up three speeding tickets, two of them at the same Newton Abbott camera 4 days apart, has been given a formal written warning. The driver was caught out twice within 4 days by the much-criticised new camera on the Ashburton Road, which caught 6,000 drivers in its first 3 months. Critics say the camera is practically hidden from view. The unnamed taxi driver appeared before a meeting of Torbay Council's regulatory subcommittee, which heard that he had been caught speeding 3 times in 9 months, collecting 9 points on his licence in the process. A report of the meeting, which was held without press or public present, said the driver had recognised the seriousness of getting 9 points. He had not been aware of the first Ashburton Road ticket when he got the second one. He was on a new school run and was not aware of the change. He had not sped intentionally and admitted his mistake. The Ashburton Road speed camera has attracted criticism, but has been backed by local councillors, one of whom told a recent meeting drivers should own the consequences of their own actions and slow down. Teignbridge council members rejected a motion asking why the camera had been installed, who decided and when and where it should be installed, and how many people had been issued with tickets for doing 35 miles per hour or less. Another councillor said the camera was almost invisible and did not conform to regulations. The Devon and Cornwall Police Road Safety Team says it installed the camera in conjunction with Devon County Council and the Vision Zero Southwest Road Safety Partnership. It's within 300 metres of a children's play park, family centre and sheltered accommodation, and there have been 9 injury collisions on the road in the last 5 years. Camera warning signs were put up, despite them not being a legal requirement. Police say that the number of times the camera is activated is falling every month, proving it is doing its job of slowing down drivers.
Marine firm boosts seagrass restoration. A marine engineering company based in Teignmouth has joined forces with a conservation group to work to research and restore seagrass along the southwest coastline and beyond. Marine engineering experts TMS Maritime has teamed up with Plymouth-based Ocean Conservation Trust to support the charity's Blue Meadows programme, a UK-wide initiative to protect and restore seagrass meadows and develop the science needed to unlock new funding for their recovery. Seagrass meadows are among the most valuable marine habitats on the planet. As well as supporting fish populations, wildlife, and coastline protection, they play an important role in capturing and storing carbon, making their recovery a priority for both conservation and climate action. Under the partnership, TMS Maritime will provide vessels and crew to help OCT collect sediment core samples from seagrass sites across Devon and Cornwall. These will be scientifically analysed to build a clearer picture of how much carbon different seagrass habitats can store, evidence that could unlock new funding routes for habitat restoration through emerging blue carbon markets. TMS Maritime will also offer vessel support for OCT's hands-on restoration fieldwork in the region. TMS Maritime is a leading UK marine civil engineering contractor with more than 30 years of specialist expertise delivering maritime and civil construction projects across coastal, tidal and inland waterways in the UK and Europe. The company provides a comprehensive range of services including marine construction, commercial diving, piling, civil engineering works and specialist marine plant hire. The Ocean Conservation Trust is a global charity that exists to protect and restore the ocean. Its vision is a world where the ocean is thriving, healthy, and sustainably protected for generations to come.
Surgical Hub gains national accreditation. More people across South Devon are getting their planned operations sooner, as the Surgical Hub at Torbay Hospital, now nationally accredited in recognition of the standard of care. The scheme, run by NHS England's Getting It Right First Time, GIRFT programme, in collaboration with the Royal College of Surgeons of England and supported by the Royal College of Anaesthetists, assess surgical hubs against a framework of standards to help the hubs deliver faster access to some of the most common surgical procedures, such as cataract surgeries and hip replacements. It also seeks to assure patients about the high standard of clinical care. The accreditation reflects work by daycase theatres, including ophthalmology at Torbay Hospital during an exceptionally busy period, and supports Torbay and South Devon NHS Foundations Trust's ongoing efforts to reduce waiting times and improve local people's experience of planned surgery. For patients, this means shorter waits, fewer last-minute cancellations, and a smoother experience from first appointment through to recovery. Joe Teep, Chief Executive, said, "This accreditation is a significant and well-earned achievement." Dr. Rory Honey, Deputy Medical Director for Planned Care and Surgery, said, "This reflects the focus of our teams on getting the basics right for people coming in for planned surgery. From preparation through to recovery, it's about consistency, teamwork, and supporting each other to provide high-quality care even under pressure. No one is now waiting more than 78 weeks, and the number of people waiting more than 65 weeks has reduced to fewer than 50, while work continues to reduce the longest waits even further. Overall, more planned care is being delivered than before the pandemic, with activity at 114% of pre-pandemic levels and a continued focus on those who need care most urgently." Professor Tim Briggs, GRIFT's programme lead and NHS England's National Director for Clinical Improvement and Elective Recovery, said, "We've been impressed with the professionalism and enthusiasm of the hub teams who are delivering the outstanding care. All of the sites where we accredited are focused on delivering safe and high quality care and an excellent patient experience."
End signalled for temporary lights. The end could be in sight for the infamous traffic lights in Shoreldon. Temporary two-way lights have been in operation since February 2024, following a landslip on an embankment between Ringmore Road and the A379. Now, Shoreldon Parish Council has announced works are expected to begin in September. The ongoing saga was criticised by councillors and residents, angry over the length of time the lights were in place. Fed up parish councillors even staged a tongue-in-cheek birthday party to mark 2 years since the lights were put in place. However, mystery still remains over how much the repairs will cost and who will foot the bill. Devon County Council said discussions remain ongoing. A spokesman for the parish council said, "Shoreldon Parish Council is pleased a confirmed timetable is now in place for repairs to be carried out to the wall and the temporary traffic lights removed." Although the Devon County Council officers that we invited to our second birthday celebration for the temporary traffic lights did not attend, there has since been communication with them. And County Councillor Heather Horner, which has resulted in a commitment to get the repairs started in September, as soon as the busy school holiday period is over. This is clearly a major step forward, and the Parish Council would like to thank Councillor Horner for her help.